He listened attentively, the bright eyes never leaving my face. When I had finished, he sat silent a long while, studying. Then he said, "Well, that's quite a story." A long pause. "Yes, sir. Quite a story." He coughed. "There's nothing you wish to add at all? No detail you may have overlooked?" "That's all, sir," says I, wondering. "I see. I see. I just thought, oh, a balloon flight over Arkansas, or perhaps an encounter with pirates and alligators in the bayous of Louisiana, you know." I demanded, did he not believe me? "On the contrary, I don't doubt it for a moment, more or less, anyway. No, sir. My expressions of astonishment are really a tribute to you. In America, as in most other places, it's only the truth that we find hard to believe. No, it's not what you've told me, but what you haven't told me that I find downright fascinating. However, if you doubt me," says I stiffly, "you may ask the girl Cassie." "I already have, and she confirms a great part of your story. Remarkable young woman, that. She has much character." He cracked his knuckles thoughtfully. "Very beautiful, too. However, I was going to add that your narrative of Randolph fits very well with what I read in the papers about his escape from the steamboat."
"His escape?"
"Oh, yes, indeed. He turned up in Vermont, of all places, and is now in Canada. The liberal sheets were full of his exploits." He smiled. "I don't hold it against you that there was no mention of you in his very full relation. No mention of anyone much except George Randolph. But from all I've heard of him, that is consistent." He was silent a moment. "You're sure there's nothing further you wish to tell me, Mr. Comber?"
"Why, no, sir," says I. "I can think of nothing."
"I doubt that very much," says he dryly. "I really and truly do. You've never seen the day when you couldn't think of something. But it's enough for me that you brought that girl across the Ohio River today. It's sufficient that she's here and will never wear chains again. But in the eyes of the law, you're a deep-dyed criminal, Mr. Comber. And I, the junior congressman from Illinois, allowed myself, sir, to aid and abet you."